Now, have a listen to Chloe Bell from Sunderland. Her son Hunter, now aged two, was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at 11 months old.
And he's one of many children helped by North East charity Heal and Tour, which is based in County Durham and has seen a doubling in demand for its services over the last 2 years. Here's Chloe. She told our reporter Russ Ward that Heal and Tour helped him to take those first steps.
We always thought that Hunter was going to walk. We just thought he was going to walk a lot later and that he might walk with a limp.
How has this helped through Heal and Tour?
He gets conductive education free of charge every Friday, doing exercises like sitting to standing, teaching him how to open his left hand and turn his left arm. He uses the treadmill there. He does physiotherapy there every week.
And this has all helped him kick on, literally, get on his feet.
He can pull himself up, he can walk, he can climb up the stairs.
How does it make you feel seeing that progress?
Brilliant. Fabulous. Thought that he would never be able to pick things, and he now uses his hand as a support hand, so he can help when picking a bottle up, how before he used to use his teeth and just his right hand.
I understand he's also passionate about horses, and he rides a horse as well.
He does hippotherapy with Jo from Hale and Tour. She does hippotherapy for children, which helps his balance because his balance has been knocked. She gets him to do a lot of the exercises on the horse using his left arm. Before, he couldn't raise his left arm above shoulder height. Now he can touch his head, cover both eyes, so he can do so much more than what he could before. Going forward, really, I don't think there's any stopping him. We thought that he might never ever have the function of his fingers. We thought he would never be able to do buttons or anything like that, but anything could be possible, really, going forward.
That was Chloe Bell from Sunderland. Physiotherapists and other specialists, they're now working with 129 children a week. The demand means that the charity wants to raise £280,000 to kit out a brand new centre with hydrotherapy pools. It's called the Footprints Appeal.
Well, Sarah Smith is the specialist paediatric physiotherapist at Heel and Toe, and she joins Alfie and I on BBC Newcastle this morning. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for your time. We heard about one success, Little Hunter there from Sunderland. Can you just explain to us what's different about the therapies on offer at Heel and Toe?
Good morning. Yes, I mean, it's an absolute privilege to work for a charity such as Heel and Toe. And, you know, we have so much to offer for the children across the region at the moment. And we, as physiotherapists, we spend so much time with children and families on this sort of unique journey. But we have a centre in County Durham that the families come to, where we have, you know, the state-of-the-art facilities that the children could attend. But the whole idea is, with the new building, that we will be able to create things like a hydrotherapy pool. They'll be able to access rebound therapy, land-based. It's really quite wonderful. But we offer treatment. We can do weekly treatments. We can send them home with home exercise programs. But we also offer block therapy, which is where the children come every day for a full week for 2 hours a day. They get 10 hours of therapy over the week, and they will make, you know, big strides forward within that time. That in itself is quite unique.
So what's unique about the actual therapy itself? I mean, are these therapies available elsewhere on the NHS, for instance?
Absolutely. Yes, they are. And, you know, our NHS colleagues are doing an incredible job, and we work so closely with them. The whole idea of what we do at Heal and Toe is to work together with our NHS colleagues to provide the best outcomes for these children and their families, so that these children can reach their full potential. Now, I'm the same as my NHS colleagues. I have the same training, as does my colleague Jo. What we look at is providing a consistent approach with tailor-made programs to the individual child. But we also have an understanding that our colleagues in the NHS are working to their maximum now. So there's much more need out there for private services, and that's why parents are accessing Heal and Toe, for example. They have the knowledge, they want to go out there and they want to see what else is available to help their children, particularly when we know early intervention is key for these children.
The services aren't all free, are they?
No, they're not. So what we have, again, is something that's quite unique for the charity. So if a parent wants to access, a family wants to access Heal and Toe for physiotherapy or occupational therapy, speech and language, or send tutoring. They have to pay for those services. But what they can do is they can actually fundraise and they can create pots of money for their children. So, for example, last week we actually had members of our team and parents doing a skydive, mm-hmm. and they created pots of money for their children, so people donated to them. If you actually go onto the Heal and Toe website, you can see stories of these children. People can donate to the child individually. But also these paid services pay for the free services that we offer. So things like the conductive education, which I know Chloe had mentioned that Hunter attends. So he pays for physio, but he also comes for free conductive education.
Can you just explain to us, sorry to interrupt you, Sarah, we're a bit tight for time. Can you just explain to me what is conductive education?
Well, it's an educational approach for children with a multitude of learning and physical disabilities. Mm. It helps them physically move, it helps them learn. It's more of an educational based way of learning, but they also involve movement and song within that. And it's, you know, it's a concept that's still growing, I think, in this country. But the majority of children that come to Heal and Tour will attend the free service of conductive education. And what we try and do is approach it multidisciplinary. So we have joint goals between physio and conductive education so the children are taking bigger strides more quickly forward to reach their targets, their goals.
Thank you so much for your time, Sarah. Sarah Smith there, a specialist paediatric physiotherapist at Heal and Toe, and they've just launched their Footprints Appeal.